a political sea change swept Yakima yesterday. For the first time, two Latinos were elected to the city council. A third is currently leading against an incumbent. Avina Gutierrez won the seat for the newly formed District 2. When she returned a call to our producer, Matt Martin, earlier today, she was still trying to process her victory.
I introduced myself when I called back to say that I'm Avina Gutierrez. I'm candidate for Yakima City Council District 2. And the gentleman was like, no, you are the winner. I don't even know how to introduce myself. I'm so programmed as a candidate at this point in time. It's just so surreal.
This historic election comes after years of legal battles between the city of Yakima and the ACLU. Last year, a federal judge ruled that the way city council members were elected disenfranchised Latino voters. Gutierrez told Jeannie Yandel what this victory will mean for her district in East Yakima and the rest of the city.
They're just so excited for opportunity. You know, we've been going door to door, knocking and telling them this is the opportunity for representation and for this community to really finally be represented as the diverse community that it is. And they're so excited to move forward in hopes of creating a positive future for themselves and really being involved.
Well, you were elected to the council. There's another Latino member of the city council in Yakima for the first time, but three incumbents were also reelected. And at this point, it's possible that another incumbent could be reelected as well. There are seven people total on the Yakima City Council. So what's your feeling on how united the city council is going to be when it comes to actually representing this diverse community you were just talking about?
It would be hard to say that we'll be united on everything because we're all seven individuals, but I think that we're going to be excited to move forward and have new conversations with new energy. Yakima is beginning to move in a new direction, and it's finally going to have some voices of leadership that actually represents this community. So I think the incumbents as well as the new people coming in are just excited to see the change happen.
Do you think that at this point the city of Yakima's priorities reflect the diversity of its population?
They had not been. And so that's what this ACL ruling has provided, the opportunity for new people to step forward. We've got six women possibly going to be serving on the city council, which is also something never seen before here in Yakima. Definitely something that needs to be recognized. So I'm very honored to be a part of that as well.
Avina, you just mentioned ruling, and you're talking about when the ACLU sued the city of Yakima because its at-large method of electing city council members didn't allow for many candidates to actually run for city council. That's why you represent a district now. That was the result of that lawsuit. And the city was planning to appeal the results of the lawsuit. Do you think that that's still going to happen with this new city council?
Well, I hope not. That's definitely the first order of business I would like to see be brought up, is to repeal that decision.
How do you think this city council will be able to better respond to that diverse community you were talking about?
The fact that we actually will be sitting on there and having that dialogue and discussion, just myself sitting on there represents diversity. And so the conversations will be different, the perspectives will be different, the ideas will be different, and hopefully the action that we take will be different and positive and more inclusive.
In 2 years, when you look back on your time as a city council member, how will you know you were successful?
Just the level of engagement in the community, the fact that we have people that have been engaged that have never been engaged in the process. I have children in elementary and middle school coming up to me at the grocery store saying hi to me, telling me they saw me on TV or that I came to their school or they saw me at the community center or that they came to one of my picnics. And to know that they can feel comfortable to come up and share themselves with me, that was something as a child I was too shy to do because I wasn't confident and feeling that I fit in this environment. And so I'm so excited to provide that opportunity for a different vision for their future and to know that this is a possibility for them too. And hopefully they come to that realization sooner than I did.
Avina Gutierrez was elected last night to the Yakima City Council, and for the first time, the council will have a female majority.